is the driver, the one who leads and shows you the way. Yes, you have to remember the truths of the Word of God in Galatians 2:20. You know, I quoted it. I was crucified with Christ. It's not I that live, but Christ that liveth in me. It's an interesting thought that the more we die to the flesh, the old sin nature, the more alive we actually become. Isn't that a crazy? See, that's supernatural. And you begin to see our lives come into balance and beauty that actually seems impossible. That's what happens in our lives. You see, I have experienced that. I've had this where I felt crushed. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. And he comes upon me. The Spirit comes upon me and enables me to do what I'm called to do in this much time instead of this much time. And there comes an anointing with communion of the Holy Spirit that comes upon you and seasons you and prepares you so that at every moment, oh, that person, God's speaking right now to that person. I need to speak to them. I need to be the voice to them. And you know it because you're communing with the Holy Spirit and he's the one driving. He's the one directing. He's the one leading you. He's the one that's showing you the way. The other cool thing about staying in communion with the Holy Spirit is this. He will make it so you do not miss opportunities he has set up for you. That's one of the things I pray over my grandkids and my children. I say, God, I thank you that you open doors for them and you close them and no man can open or close what you have. And I trust him to do that. So when they've got all kinds of weird stuff going on in their lives, then I just keep praying that over them, believing that God's working in their lives. See, I believe a miracle may be knocking at your door and you may not see it or miss the chance to be a part of it unless the Holy Spirit is in you, communing with you, and he makes you aware of what God is offering you in those moments. We think with this fleshly mind so much instead of the spiritual mind. The scripture says, let the mind of Christ be in you. I have the mind of Christ. I do not have to think like an old nature man. I have the mind of Christ. You have the mind of Christ. And just for the record, the mind of Christ does not have Alzheimer's. The mind of Christ does not forget things. The mind of Christ is strong and capable. And I put on the mind of Christ because it's for me and it's for you. You see, the communion with the Holy Spirit's an adventure. It actually is an adventure. It's a life lived as no other. It's actually the very heart of God for you to live out of a place of utter communion and dependency on the Holy Spirit. The Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit's our helper. He's our teacher. He's our companion. He's the one who leads us into all truth. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And the last one is, it's not a do-it-yourself life. You see, we're pretty independent people, and we want everyone to know that we are capable. We do not need help putting that trampoline together. We can do it because we're tough. We know where we're going and how. In fact, just to give you a picture of how strong we are in our thinking, how many of you are lost and stop and ask for directions? Oh, it's interesting. The women all raised their hands. Most of them, anyway. Asking for help, being dependent, it's countercultural. Because you are your own person, and I don't need you, and I don't need your help, and I don't need what you offer. That's what the world wants you to believe. That's what the enemy wants you to live. He wants you to live from a place that I am sufficient in myself, and I've got it all together, and I have enough strength wisdom, insight to live life. And God's saying, oh, my little one. Wrong-o. How much you need me. It's not about how strong we are. It's not about how talented we are. It's not about how smart we are. And there seems to be these hidden strongholds inside of us. And in the kingdom of God, we must determine not to trust in our own strength and ability. Instead, we need to understand that you must make your life operate from dependence on God and on the power of the Holy Spirit, because you need him. There's even a song about that truth. You see, we have head knowledge that, yes, we sing it. We need you, Holy Spirit. Every day we need you. But do we live it? Do we actually commune with him? Do we walk it out? Communion with the Holy Spirit is understanding who he is and allowing his abilities and his power to flow through us. He covers our weakness. Through the power of the Holy Spirit at work in our lives, I want you to listen to what happened. I'm not reading the verse, just a piece of it. It's in Hebrews 11, 33 and 34, and it's going through the men of old, the men of faith who they did this, they faced lions, they did all these things. But right there in 34, in the middle of it, it says, out of weakness they were made strong. Out of weakness, they were made strong. It must be the next. Yep, there it is. Okay. Thank you, Lord. And then this truth really comes to light when Zechariah comes to Zerubbabel. And Zerubbabel's job was to take the ruins of the temple of God and rebuild it. And there was rubble everywhere. It'd been that way for probably close to 90 years. Imagine the mess. And he says that he's supposed to rebuild it. What a job. It would have seemed impossible. But the word of the Lord came to him. You see, and I've heard the word of the Lord come to you. But do you take the word of the Lord and actually put it into your heart and commune with the Holy Spirit about it until it's a reality to you? Or do you go, that's a nice word, I'm glad I got a word, and then you move on. You see, you have to take that. And the word of the Lord came to him. And it's a verse, it's a song, it's what we've sang for years. It's out of Zechariah 4, 6 and 7. And this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. He said, it's not by might, it's not by power, but my spirit says the Lord of hosts. And God's word is a reminder to you this morning. It's not by your might. It's not by your power, but it's by the might and power of the Holy Spirit coming upon you that you are able to do what God is asking you to step up into, to actually grab hold of and live in your life. Yeah. There's no obstacle too hard for the Holy Spirit. There's nothing you can't do connected to the Holy Spirit. I truly believe that. There's nothing impossible for you to do. In yourself, you cannot do it. But in communion with the Holy Spirit, you can do it. Many people believe to survive in this world, you've got to be tough, strong, unbending, harsh. And God says, it's not by force. It's not by strength. But it's by my spirit. It's by my spirit. It's only through the God's spirit that anything lasting of value is accomplished. So, in conclusion, we're talking about communing with the Holy Spirit. And I want you to understand something. Putting this together today was like a huge obstacle in front of me. I felt like I was fighting a war to understand what he was really wanting you to understand. And he is wanting you to know his heart for you this day. And he's wanting you to step into a new relationship. It doesn't matter if you're like this or like this apart from him. He wants you to step into a new relationship with him today. And that comes from deciding to make room for him, to living in the mindset of less of me and more of him, and living from his strength and abilities and not your own. You see, I'm hungering. I'm waiting. I'm longing to see a move of God like we've never seen before. I'm hungry that when I pray for a broken leg, it's healed immediately. I'm hungry to see someone who's so hurt and wounded in the heart that they're touched and healed and transformed in 1 minute. I'm hungry to see those that are addicted to drugs or whatever they're addicted to be set free in 1 moment of time because of the power of the Holy Spirit. And I want to be a conduit. I want to be a conduit of him moving through me out to others. And God is wanting you to step into a new place with him. Yeah. If we want the supernatural in this house, if we want to walk in the supernatural in our individual lives, communing with the Holy Spirit is the key. It's where we got to start. I would remind you of a verse I read early in the message, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and then he went about doing good and healing all those that were oppressed by the devil. For God was with him. And so this morning, I want you to stand and I want to pray 2 Corinthians 13:14 over you again this morning. I spoke it, but I want to pray it over you. Position yourself to receive it this morning. Papa God, it's you that has to do the work in our hearts. My words are nothing. It's only through the power of the Spirit that you transform us. And so I pray, Lord, over these people standing today, that the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of his Holy Spirit be with you all, in you and through you and with you, that you will experience a level of intimacy you've never experienced before, that you will hear the voice of the Holy Spirit whispering, that you will feel his presence being surrounding you and drawing you and calling to you, that you will move in the power and the gifts of that he has resident in you, and that today would be a jump-off point for a new day at Lighthouse Church. And I thank you for your heart for us, God. I thank you for the work you're doing in us as individuals, how we're struggling and you're moving us forward and you're teaching us and you're breathing your breath of life upon us and you're continuously moving in our midst. And I thank you and I praise you. And I declare the healer in this room. The way Jesus stepped, and everywhere he went, everyone he touched, because the Holy Spirit said, touch this one and that one and this one, and they were healed. God, make us aware that we could walk in that same anointing. Anoint us by the power of your Holy Spirit for what you've called us to do. And we just praise you. And we thank you, and we love you, God. We love you, God. We love you, God. We love you, God. We love you. I actually see a picture of whirlwinds around each of you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for the wind of the Holy Spirit surrounding each individual in this room. Thank you for the transformation that comes by the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the life that comes from the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the wisdom that comes from the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. We praise you and thank you for the work you're doing in us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we cannot do life without you. God, how desperate we are for you to move in us like you did in days of old, like you did in the book of Acts. We long for you to move in us as a people. We long for you to send the fire of your Holy Spirit upon us. God, we long for you to use us out there, Lord. God, only you. I don't know why, but Bruce, I'm hearing the Lord say, I'm doing a work in you that you have not even understood or comprehended. It's a deep, deep work, and out of it will come such transformation that you will be a kingdom advancer in a way you've never experienced before. Look to me. Look in my word, and I will show you and reveal myself to you and make you understand what you've not understood before. Receive from me this morning, my son. Receive from me. Warren, I heard the Lord say, you are not a gamer. You are a kingdom giant. You are called to shift kingdoms. I will... I will anoint you this morning with a fresh new anointing that will awaken in you things you didn't even know were there. My plans for you, my son, are way beyond your imagination. I have much for you to do. Do not think of yourself as little and insignificant. Think of yourself as a kingdom giant, for that's who you are in my eyes. You are a kingdom giant. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Brenda, the Lord's saying, I have so much for you, my daughter. You do not understand the plans I have for you. The future I have laid out before you. My hand is upon you. Can you feel my presence this morning surrounding you? I'm going to begin opening your eyes to things you didn't even understand before. I'm going to reveal myself to you, and you are going to see me as I am. For I'm going to visit you and sing over you. And you will know me as few ever do. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Steve, I feel like the Lord's saying to you, you think you're here by chance. And God's saying, I've placed you here on purpose. I have a work to do in you and through you, and what you've done in the past, all the things you've accomplished are like nothing compared to the way I will use you in the days to come. Your days are not over. For my hand is upon you, my son. And I'm going to move on your behalf. and you're going to see doors open and opportunities come that seem impossible. But you will know that that is my hand that's upon you. That is my hand moving on your behalf. Michael, you have seen incredible miracles in your life. You've seen me take a gas tank filled and last for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of miles. That was a day long ago. But there is coming a day upon you when that which you experienced in the past will look like nothing compared to what's coming. For I have not forgotten you. I have not left you out. My hand of great power is upon you. Lean into me, my son. Commune with me and see the revelatory experience that you will have in the midst of that communing. For I love you, my son. And I have never left you. And I've been with you step by step by step. And I would have you to know that I'm pleased with you, my son. Thank you, Lord. You know, this isn't all about Ruth marrying, using the Holy Spirit. It's about the body of Christ. And I encourage you, if you need to go, just go. But if you don't, find someone and prophetically speak over their life. Ask the Holy Spirit, that one that we're talking about, that one that we want to commune with in a greater degree, to use you to speak into someone else this day. I know that's a challenge, but you can do it. I cheer you on. Josh. I feel like the Lord's saying, it's a new day for you, son. Everything is going to shift and change. And I'm going to use you in great power. And you're going to see your heart become pliable and soft to me. And that communion of my Holy Spirit is going to bring transformation. Lean into me. Let me reveal how I'm going to open doors before you. Let me reveal how I'm going to bless you. For I've seen you, and I've seen your heart, and I'm pleased. feel His presence. I don't know what else He's wanting to do.